Mr. President, I'm from the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security. Now, I'll answer questions concerning employment, Social Security, and workers' rights and interests protection. In recent years, China enjoys stable employment, and we have achieved adequate employment for 1.4 billion people. Since 2012, the national urban employment increased by 13 million. Last year, it increased by 11 million. China has established the largest Social Security system. Basic pension insurance, basic health care, unemployment, working place insurance cover 1 billion, 1.3 billion, 240 million, 290 million people, respectively. China makes progress in the protection of workers' rights, including women employees, migrant workers, people with disabilities, and platform workers. All of them have equal access to employment and basic public service. Concerning forced labor, China's criminal law and relevant labor laws and regulations clearly provide for sanction against the forced labor. China has voluntarily ratified the two conventions on forced labor, which shows China's firm position against the forced labor. It also showcases China's role as a big nation in international labor governance and building a community of shared future. We will continue to work with our social partners, enhance our cooperation with ILO, and implement the conventions. Thank you.